Well, this is Christians Together at www.christianstogether.net, serving the Christian community in the Highlands and Islands with news, views, information and debate. And today we're speaking to Andrea Michianello Williams, and Andrea is the Public Policy Director of Lawyers Christian Fellowship and Christian Concern for Our Nation. These organisations have been very active on a number of fronts involving legislation and most recently relating to sexual orientation regulations and now a draft bill to look at creating hybrid human-animal embryos. And Andrea, if you'll forgive me for saying this, say, lawyers have a reputation for making simple things difficult. would it be correct to say that Christian Concern for Our Nation, the purpose is to make difficult things simple?
That's absolutely right. Christian Concern for Our Nation is an organisation which has arisen out of the need, as perceived by those of us working at the Lawyers Christian Fellowship, that we really needed to simplify for the church the issues that were happening at the heart of government, which were really having a significant impact on the gospel and on truth at the heart of our nation. Increasingly in recent years, we've been legislating in a way that is contrary, I believe, to biblical values, and we're ending up in increasing legal chaos. Our desire was really to be able to explain this to Christians across the country, and indeed to those that still do not have faith, in order to try and point them to action and towards speaking truth in what we call the public square.
Right, so do I sense in that, Andrea, that you're perceiving a philosophical shift behind the framing of legislation in our country?
That's absolutely right. Historically, our laws have been based on Christian principles, and these are still enshrined in the monarch's constitutional oath. However, increasingly, with the human rights agenda that now pervades most of our legislation and the compliance with the European Convention on Human Rights, it's no longer based on Christian principles, but rather based on human rights. Each individual has a human right, and what we end up with is a competition of rights. No one right has precedence over another, so they fight for precedence when they clash, and this, of course, leads to chaos. I believe that the greatest human right or a way in which we can live was given by the Lord Jesus Christ himself when he said that we're to love our neighbour as ourselves. That is actually what really produces a truly tolerant society, being able to perhaps to disagree but to respect the dignity of another human being. The human rights agenda does not have that at its core.
Okay, so that's a basic problem, in a sense, behind the framing of recent legislation, as you would see it.
Yes.
Now, I've had recent news about this sexual orientation regulations. You've been very active on that front. Could you just bring us up to date on that one?
Yes, the sexual orientation regulations are now law. They came into force at the end of April of this year. And they mean that Christians will not be able to discriminate in the provision of goods, services, facilities and education. And this, on the face of it, seems something that we ought not to do. However, what one begins to see as one looks at the regulations very carefully is this, that in certain circumstances, Christians will be compelled to act contrary to their conscience, either to choose to obey the law or to obey their conscience. So, for instance, a Christian printer, if he did not want to print books about same-sex relationships, if he refused to do so, he would be acting contrary to the law. A lady the other day called me. She lived in the Lake District. She had a little bed and breakfast. She opened a couple of rooms in her home. And late one night, a couple of weeks ago, two lesbian ladies turned up and wanted a double room, and she offered them two bedrooms. They refused, and within a week she got a very hostile letter saying that she was homophobic, bigoted, that she would be reported to various authorities, and that they were considering legal action. And if they do take that legal action, the truth is this, that lady who owns the bed and breakfast will have acted contrary to the law. It is a case we'd want to take on as the Christian Concern for Our Nation, the Lawyers Christian Fellowship, a case we'd want to support. The reason why it was so important was because for the first time in our history, a clear line was being drawn in the sand in terms of the law. Christians would not be free to act according to their conscience in certain circumstances. When the abortion law was passed, at least the doctor could say, we will not perform abortion. There was a conscience exemption, but no longer.
So you see test cases already appearing?
Yes.
Right, okay. Moving on, Andrea, most recent focus has been on a draft human tissue and embryo bill, is it?
Right, yes.
Could you tell us a bit about that?
I believe that this is one of the most significant bills in our history. I believe one of the most significant things Christians could get involved in 2007. And it's for a number of reasons. This bill is huge. It runs to some 300 pages or so. But it basically looks to do away with the consideration for the need of a father in IVF treatment so as not to discriminate against two lesbians who might want to have a child. And this is something that presently in IVF treatment has to be considered, the welfare of the child and the need for a father. It's a principle that we have to fight for as Christians, because God's model for a stable society is a family where there is a mother and a father. And so, first of all, that's a very important provision that they're seeking to do away with in this bill. And we must, I believe, as Christians, stand up for the family, God's model for a stable society. Another part of the bill is looking at seeking to legalise the creation of animal-human hybrids for the purposes of creating embryonic stem cells for experimentation. These new species would be created for 14 days and then have to be destroyed. This actually goes to the heart of what does it mean to be human. When actually man creates a new species for a so-called therapeutic, a utilitarian purpose, man is really usurping the role of God. What must God think of this when he looks down on us as a nation to really be legislating in this manner? We need to carefully consider this, and the church needs to become engaged to really begin to get to grips with what's going on here. You know, this all arises because back in 1967, the Abortion Act was passed and we were able to take the life of an embryo. Since then, we've taken life, created life, and now we're faking life. This has serious consequences, I believe, for the whole church and indeed for the gospel. So that's so literally to the heart of what it means to be human. And of course, the other thing that this bill looks like it's going to really reopen is the whole abortion issue. And what the abortionists want, led by an MP called Evan Harris, in many ways, is this: abortion on demand until 12 weeks. So at the moment, you have to have two doctors sign you off and have to go to a doctor, and abortion can seem to only take place in very restricted circumstances. Well, now the abortionists want those circumstances done away with, and to make chemical abortion easier, and to keep the time limit of 24 weeks at that limit.
So what you're saying, the Abortion Act set us on a slippery slope and we're now just about over the edge of the precipice.
It is amazing, isn't it, how when we let go of one part of God's truth, it even goes in the end to affecting how we define family. It goes to the whole the issue of fathers, goes to cloning, because 40 years ago, and it's the 40th anniversary is October the 27th of this year, it will be 40 years since the Abortion Act was passed. Since then, we've had 2 million abortions in England and Wales, 500 abortions every day. Who will speak on behalf of the embryo? You know, the church must speak out. The church must repent for the way in which we have not stood up on behalf of the embryo. The church must pray for revival in this land. We need to make space by our repentance for revival so that we as a nation would turn back to godly laws.
Well, certainly there's many around me that would agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying, Andrea. These are complex issues. For the man in the street, What would be your advice to Christians generally on these issues? Obviously, we can't get into the level of detail that you and your colleagues examine, but what would you say very generally in terms of increasing our understanding, awareness, and most importantly, how should we respond?
We must all pray, and we must also begin to speak about these issues in our churches. Please join the Christian Concern for Our Nation email list. It's a free email service that comes out informing individuals of the news as it affects Christians as the news breaks, and helping individuals then to really put pressure on their local MP and therefore on the government to change these matters. So really we need to write to our MPs. Please come to Parliament on October the 27th when we are going to make a stand, and there will be details of that on the whole abortion issue. Please come and support Christian Concern for Our Nation. Get informed. Also, at a local level, become parent governors or get onto the professional ethical bodies of whatever organisation that you're in order to influence policy. Run abortion crisis centres in the church. Promote marriage in the youth group and in your local schools. Do all these kinds of things at a local level, and they will ultimately have an impact at a national level. But we need to reclaim our voice as Christians for truth in this nation. And it comes from Westminster to the local level, from the local level back up to Westminster. We must do this all together. Become engaged in the media. The media has 24 hours, 7 days a week to fill. So if there's a local radio station or a local paper, write in, phone in. If you're a local minister, ask if you can have a regular spot to speak about these sorts of issues, or indeed, don't even have to be a minister. If you're a local that really has a heart about these issues and wants to speak to them, go and speak to your local radio station.
Well, that's a really powerful challenge you've given to us there, Andrea, to be informed, to speak about it in the churches, to engage at local level, to write to leaders and policy makers, all these things.
Indeed. I pray that we will really come together with one voice. I always say that the might of the church, when I see the church gathered at big gatherings such as New Wine, Spring Harvest, Words Alive, Keswick, all these wonderful gatherings, Easter People, I look sometimes at these gatherings and say, the might of these gatherings could change this nation. And when I look at churches, the might of all churches unified in one town could change this nation if we spoke out in one voice, if we pointed this nation back towards truth.
Well, as I say, that's a significant challenge you've left with us, Andrea, and thank you for your time on all of this. Could I just ask very, very briefly, there are other Christian organisations, I think of Christian Institute and CARE as an organisation. I take it that you're in touch with these folks there?
Absolutely. We work very closely with one another, and it's good that we are all part of these organisations, and we seek to proclaim truth wherever we can and at every opportunity.
Great. Well, thanks for all of that, Andrea. Maybe you would like to just remind us of your two websites, Lawyers Christian Fellowship and Christian Concern for Our Nation. I'm sure you'll have these URLs just dripping off your tongue.
Yes, www.christianconcernforournation.co.uk.
Right.
And www.lawcf for Christian Fellowship.
So that's LAWCF.
That's right.
.org.
That's right.
And people can email you and contact you and get information on these sites, Andrea?
Yes, please. That's absolutely right. Just Google Christian Concern for Our Nation, Google Lawyers Christian Fellowship, and you'll find us there. And I very much look forward to hearing from the listeners, and really continuing to build this vibrant church. I pray that the Lord will really awaken us and really enable us to speak into the public square.
Well, we hear your heart there, Andrea, and we would pray from our end that you would be encouraged, protected, and guided in all that you and your colleagues are doing. It's great that you're sounding the alarm, you're serving as watchmen and women, and we praise God for that. So thanks again. That was Andrea Minichiello-Williams, Public Policy Director for Lawyers Christian Fellowship and Christian Concern for Our Nation. So thank you, Andrea. Give our greetings to your colleagues, and God bless you in all that you do.
Thank you.
Well, there we had Andrea Minichiello-Williams of Lawyers Christian Fellowship and Christian Concern for Our Nation. sending out a significant challenge to us to be aware, to pray and act as we would seek to take God's word and God's standards back into the heart and the life of our nation. This is Christians Together, serving the Highlands and Islands Christian community at www.christianstogether.net. Please draw your information here, pray yes, and send in any comments and views you might have to editor@christianstogether.net. And thank you for listening. Bye now.